You're listening to Michigan Radio. Some teachers at a high school in Muskegon say the media paints their city as a place riddled with gun violence, bad public schools, and poverty. So they wanted to find a way to help their students see and take part in something positive in their community. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman reports they are looking to poetry to do that.
It's 2:30 in the afternoon at Orchard View High School in Muskegon. The final school bell of the day just went off. Some students make their way through the hallways covered in artwork from current and former students. Others hang around their lockers for a few moments before heading to practice for a sports team or home for the day. But Destiny Tate is headed to her after-school poetry workshop. This is the second week of her creative writing class.
She speaks with a mellow tone like the groan of a young child's melody. Upbeat to the quick step, and I try to keep pace with gears in my mind, move quickly to the nervous ticks and tacks of this running machine, but she is the only thing that makes this robot feel human.
Tate is a junior at Orchard View, and she's been writing poetry since the 7th grade. She waited for most of her classmates to leave the room before she read this poem aloud. She says it's a mix of two love poems, one for her mom and the other for her girlfriend.
So I put that all together into one, just saying that this four-letter word holds pretty much two completely different worlds.
That four-letter word being love. The workshop is being taught by three West Michigan poets.
What colors do we got when we think of happiness?
Yellow and white.
Pink, yellow, white.
Pink, yellow, white.
Marcel Price, a.k.a. Fable the Poet, is teaching the kids about using colors to express their emotions.
Happy, yellow, white, pink, neon.
Pink.
All right, let's see.
Price works for the nonprofit, The Diatribe. The group travels around West Michigan throwing school assemblies to get teens excited about spoken word poetry. The Diatribe will be working with these young people for 9 weeks. At the end of the 9 weeks, they'll be a part of an art showcase in May. Price says the students will get the chance to speak from their own experience.
Hopefully inspiring other students to do the same and getting people in their school confident and comfortable talking about what they're going through instead of them feeling like they can't vocalize it.
John Erdely is an art teacher at Orchard View. He says he hopes the showcase will help combat the way Muskegon is looked at in the media.
We're getting beat up in the press. You know, everything that you hear is all in kind of a negative aspect.
Frequent reports of robberies and gun violence plague the news cycle in Muskegon and the neighboring Muskegon Heights. FBI stats consistently put Muskegon in the top 10 most crime-ridden cities in the state. Muskegon's reputation is not lost on Destiny Tate, who you heard from earlier. Tate was just put into a foster home in Muskegon 5 months ago. She was afraid that she might become another victim of violence in the city.
I understand what they mean by Muskegon gets bad rep because I kind of came here thinking that, holy crap, I might die if I'm here.
Tate and her friends don't think it needs to be this way. Jaden Day is a senior who is also taking the poetry workshop. He thinks the workshop and showcase will do a lot for the community's image.
So I feel like this workshop will really help everybody in Muskegon and everybody outside of Muskegon see what we're really all about and see that we're full of bright, loving young people who have a lot to say about this world and about making this place better for everybody.
Day and the other students are still new to many of the ideas they're getting exposed to in the poetry workshop. With about 7 weeks before their showcase, the students will continue to flex the poetry muscles few of them knew they had. I'm Bryce Huffman.